I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The IU Opera Theater presents Romeo and Juliet by Charles Gounod in a production conducted by Ronald Zolman, stage direction by Michael Ehrman, and the sets and costumes by C. David Higgins. Our guests are one of the Romeos and one of the Juliets, John Matthews and Lacey Sauter. Thanks very, very much for coming in.
No problem.
I'm delighted to have a chance to talk to the young lovers. One of the things that fascinates me, Lacey, about Romeo and Juliet is the fact that Juliet really is the person who's pretty decisive. She's the person who's really the key to the action. And I'm kind of curious about you in that role. Are you comfortable with that sort of thing? Or is that the sort of girl you are?
I like to think I'm pretty assertive most of the time, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I like to take control of the situation.
Now, vocally, tell us a little bit about Juliet.
Vocally, it's actually pretty challenging because you start off with Claude Troa and then you end up very dramatic. So it's basically written for two different voices. There were arias that were written for one soprano that didn't end up being in the premiere. And then an aria was added for the actual soprano that premiered it. It's a big progression vocally.
Which was the one for the soprano?
For the Claude Troa was Je veux vivre, which is the first aria. Uh-huh. And then at the end, the poison aria, when she's deciding to take the poison, is the more dramatic one.
So you get heavier as the evening goes on?
So she also matures vocally and emotionally throughout the opera.
John Matthews plays the part of Romeo. John, I asked Lacey just a little bit about her part, and I don't want you to get the impression that we think Romeo is just a tag-along. But as you kind of work through this, is this written for just one tenor, or is this another one of these things where there's two different voices in Gounod's mind?
No, this was written for a specific tenor. It's mainly just the standard French tenor role.
Uh-huh. Does this fit you pretty well?
Yeah, the French genre is kind of my forte. I've been in several different productions in French operas. I've been Hoffman in Tales of Hoffman, Don José in Carmen, Nathaniel and Hoffman as well. This role is especially interesting for me to sing because when writing for French tenors, these French composers have little moments of beautiful lyric lines, you know, in the middle of recitative, which is more speech-like, and you'll have this 5 seconds of just grand, beautiful music, but then you're back to speaking. And Gounod, in this role, he gives you so much more of that lyricism, so much more of the beauty. The final scene, it's just some of the most beautiful writing for French tenor that I've ever sung or heard before.
And you actually get to sing for a while before
sing for a good 15 minutes before Juliet wakes up. So it's very gratifying in that way.
And we're not going to ask how you feel about that. Now, you're playing at the same time that you're singing and your operatic stars here. You're also playing roles that there's a good chance everyone in the audience has probably seen a fine actor or actress playing the part of. Lacey, tell us a little bit about your own stage background.
I actually started in music theater, so I have quite a bit of stage background. I've done probably like 15 to 20 musicals, so I've done a whole bunch of work in that genre. And yeah, I've always been in theater.
Uh-huh. John, what's your theater background?
When I was growing up, my mother enrolled me in theater school for youth, so I had that background. I was also in many different production companies in high school. For the last 9 years or so, I've been kind of funneled into more and more opera, but there's so many thousands of good singers out there that a good actor who can sing well stands out so much more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We've been talking with John Matthews and Lacey Sauter, one of the Romeos and one of the Juliets from the IU Opera Theater cast for the upcoming production of Gounod's opera. It plays Friday and Saturday, the 23rd, 24th, then continues on the 30th and 31st in the Musical Arts Center. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.